Now we're coming to the 15th chapter, Yoga of the Supreme Person. Arjuna asks this question in the 14th chapter, how does someone transcend the modes of nature? And Krishna replies, Mamchayo avyabhicharina bhakti yogena sevate. He says, only through bhakti yoga, not sagunan samatitaitan. That's how you become sagun. That's how you rise up to the transcendental platform. Generally, in one sense, coming up to the mode of goodness has become a somewhat mechanistic process. But in all the things that Krishna has told us up to now, maya sakta mana parta, developing attachment to him and developing devotion. Now in this 15th chapter, Krishna makes it very clear, here begin, urdhva mula mada sakha, that this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world, and you just can't jump into the spiritual world. There's no mechanical means of getting there. You can get to the doorstep of liberation, but you can't get beyond. You have to practice bhakti. So this Purushottam Yoga means devotional service, and Krishna concludes this chapter. You will see when he says, bhajante imam. You have to worship Krishna, ananya bhakti, by perfecting this process of pure devotional service. As Krishna already described in the 12th chapter, he says, first if you don't have attachment to him, then you do regulated devotion. And by that regulated devotion, the heart becomes purified and devotion becomes spontaneous because it's driven by affection. And ultimately, then by this devotional service, then sagunan samatitartam, then yes, one becomes to the transcendental platform, and Krishna is also talking about going to the spiritual world, na tadbhasa ite suryo na sashanko, where everything is self-effulgent and everything is wonderfully unique and wonderfully different than this very dark world that we live in.